Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Having a great visit with our good friend Archie Chankute. Almost 20 years he's been hanging out with us. He's taught us more about trust than I ever thought you could learn. His book, Built on Trust, is awesome. It'll be, if it isn't already, it'll become legendary, and if I have anything to do with it especially. Learningcenter.net is where you go to find out more about Archie and all of his writings. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Archie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about trust, folks, and not only what the trust is the foundation of everything in our lives. I mean, when I drive down the road, Archie, I trust you to stay on your side. Right?
Yes,
I mean,
right.
It's foundational for everything in our lives, but there are also things that are foundational of trust, right? Like truth,
yes.
like good intentions, like dealing in good faith. Those are foundational, like being able to say, you know what? That thing I said the other day, I didn't have all the facts. I now see that there are other facts. I was wrong. Those are foundational to trust, aren't they?
Yes. It's the same thing that we learned as children. Apology works.
Any married man knows that, right?
That's right. Very important to know that. And it's very important. It's critical to our staying united. Again, we can disagree, but be united. And this process that we're describing today on this show that is the beginning of bridging those gaps. You know, I'm a World War II baby, I remember all the discussions about, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, and divide and conquer, and so forth. We cannot allow that. That's up to us. That's up to you and me. Just not to be, we can disagree, but not to allow ourselves to be divided.
And another thing, and I just have to say this, Archie, you brought up the world, the World War II thing. There are fundamentals about America that we just can't deny it's not perfect, but it does work for everyone, and we don't. Anything that happens, anybody that tries to do something that undermines the fabric of America, the parts that work for everybody, everyone should resist that. What do you think? Every American should resist that.
Absolutely. And I think the way to resist it is to reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your manager, reach out to your coworker, reach out to your friend, you know, and begin to bridge that gap using the steps that we briefly outlined, and, you know, at learningcenter.net, there's a free library, you know, step by step, and then build on trust, the same thing. It can be done. It must be done. There are people who, as you say, want to influence toward division.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, you know, are not helpful. They want to do something.
They're in all aspects of our world. They're in media. They're in politics.
They're
both sides of the aisle.
There
is. Can I say one thing real quick here? And this is a little touchy, so I'm going to try to say it the best I can. Can we just stop talking about racism, using that word? Racism is an inflammatory word. I'm not saying that they're not issues. I'm not denying anything. I'm just saying, If you lurch to the term racism every time you turn around, we can never get to trust. That is a barrier. That is a wall, a shield that comes up that prevents us from getting to trust. What do you think?
I don't think that's controversial. I think that that's an accusation. And I think, you know, I think you're right that to start a conversation or infuse a conversation with an accusation like that, it misses the point.
Yeah.
It does not mean, as you say, that there aren't issues, because there are,
yeah.
Both structural and otherwise. But at the same time, to begin a conversation or to have in the conversation an accusation like that, you're a blank.
Right. Or everything is racist. The weather is racist. Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
It's not that it's wrong or right.
That's right.
It doesn't get us there.
If we want to talk about a racist event or a situation, that's fine. But things aren't racist. Yeah. Hey, Arky, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Yeah,
always good to work with.
Arky Chankhude, ladies and gentlemen, one of my heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting, and reminding you to believe in each other as we believe in ourselves.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.